It's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM. Is what we do on a Tuesday afternoon. We connect with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za this time around, joining us on the line because the man is so busy. He's got a lot going on, but we still managed to track him down this afternoon. Tienus, welcome to Smile FM. Good to have you, my friend.
Thanks, you too, man.
All right, so we are talking once again AI because it seems that there's always a buzz around AI and always new things coming out. What's the latest on the cards? What's got people talking?
Yeah, so obviously everybody will be aware since the end of last year with ChatGPT becoming a big thing, things are starting to move really, really quickly. So Microsoft obviously investing a lot of money into OpenAI that built ChatGPT, and now they've started to integrate that into their product. So we can expect to see a ChatGPT-like AI assistant in Microsoft Office very, very soon. But before then, they've actually included it in Microsoft Bing, which is obviously their search engine. And as we all know, Google have always had the upper hand when it comes to search.
Correct.
And that might be slowly changing due to the involvement of these chatbot AIs. What is very interesting is Microsoft Bing has reached 100 million active daily users for the first time in their history.
Wow, and that's in a rather short space of time as well.
Exactly. They've seen a massive growth over the last couple of months due to the implementation of ChatGPT into their browser, effectively, and into Bing, which is fascinating, and it's going to be interesting to see how Google actually reacts. So their stock price fell by about 5% as a result of this growth and the failure of their first kind of, you know, showing the world what their AI can do, which is called Bard. And since we spoke about it last, there's been so many updates on both sides, and this is an ongoing battle that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the year, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, I know that there's so much development in this space, you know, and this AI can effectively do pretty much anything from write you recipes to sourcing recipes to say, hey, I've got three ingredients in my fridge, what can we do? I mean, there's just the applications thereof is just endless, and it seems to be growing.
Exactly, and what's very interesting is a lot of users started saying, back in the day, a couple of months ago,
well,
you would just say, let's Google it. Yeah. But now a lot of users are actually just going to either ChatGPT or to Microsoft Bing and asking it there because the answers that they get is more comprehensive, it's easier to understand, and it dilutes the information a lot better than having a search bar and having, you know, millions of results on your request.
Exactly.
So, it's changing the way that we use search, which is fascinating to see. This is obviously Google's biggest cash cow, their product that the company was built on. So there's a lot of pressure on them to react, and we've seen them come back with some really interesting updates to their own AI called Bard, and they're starting to compete, but they're not quite where ChatGPT is yet.
Sure, my friend. You know what? Like, I remember Google obviously became a verb when we started saying and speaking about let's Google it. You know what I'm saying? So what's
exactly
the other way? What's the terminology for the other way? Do we have one? Let's Bing it.
Well, not yet, but we'll see. and ChatGPT came out, but now they've even launched the newer version called GPT-4, which is apparently even smarter. You have to have the fully paid membership to actually use it, so I haven't been able to test it out. But we know what ChatGPT can do, so what a GPT-4 can do in the hands of Microsoft and incorporating that into their browser and into Bing and into Microsoft Office and has huge implications for the industry.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely keen and excited to see how this space is going to change. Tienus, thank you very much for the update, my friend. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Tienus Jansen van Rensburg for your Tech Talk Tuesday, Net hier op Smile FM.